can have that sorted for next time. And I do apologize about... Yes. Well, you're very kind. Of course. We'll talk next time.
Don't. I don't want to hear a word out of you until we get back to my chambers. Am I understood? Come along then.
Lock the door.
I understand that you get impulsive through your desire to protect me and defend me. But there is a time and a place. Your loyalty and devotion to me, while yes, means protecting me, it also means doing as I ask, as I order, does it not? Good. Then strip. Did you not hear me? I'm being quite serious. You would not question orders from your prince, would you? Good. You're learning.
Stop. No, you can leave your undergarments on. Just admiring. Now, come here. On the ground. Good. Come here. You want this to stop at any time you say the word. You know the word, yes? Really angry, and we can stop at any time, you understand? But you're adamant to prove your devotion, aren't you? Then allow me to cut your legs a little. No, stay knelt down. And just let me slide my boot between your legs as I'm sat here on the edge of my bed. Are you not sure what I'm asking of you, pet? I want you to prove your devotion to me. Hump and grind at my boot until you're dripping all over it. And if you're good and you spill yourself over my boot, maybe you'll be allowed to pull back my trousers and suck at my cock until I'm done with you. That's it. Fuck, aren't you eager? You're rambling to yourself already. Speak up, I want to hear you. You want to cover my boot in your devotion. Go ahead then. There's nothing stopping you. Just grind up and down. Those little whimpers. But I won't touch you like this. You'll get yourself off on only my boot, or you won't get off at all. Surely, if you are that devoted to me, that in love with me, you can get off on anything I tell you to, especially if it's something of mine. When I'm still allowing you to be so close to me. Slide yourself down until you can feel it grazing your clit. That's it. Good. See, this is why I wanted you to keep the undergarments on. Makes it a little bit harder, doesn't it? But I wonder if you'll get so slick that it'll run through, soak through your undergarments. If you pull back and you've managed to get yourself so wet that my boot is soaked, I'll be so incredibly proud. And you'll have to clean it up, of course. But you'd do that for me, wouldn't you? Are you getting close? You can come whenever you'd like. This isn't about you holding out. I want you to come as quickly as possible. We've got plenty left to do. I'm not done with you at all yet. There it is. Good pet. My precious, loyal little knight. Pull back for me. Oh, would you look at that? How truly desperate for me you are. Aren't you a little bit ashamed for defiling my boot like this? Look at the mess you've made. And what did I say? No, you don't get your mouth on my cock yet. You have to clean this up first. Poor thing. Did you forget? So eager to have your mouth on me. I surely can't complain about that. Come on. I'm not lifting my leg up. Are you done? Let me see. Good job. Then, I suppose you have done everything I asked. Pull my trousers down. I'm going to lift my hips up. There. Do you think you can get access like this? Please, my lord. Oh, sweet thing. Are you begging to be able to suck my cock? Do you need it in your mouth that badly? Come on, then. I can't guarantee I'll be able to come, but that's no reflection on you. You know what my body's like. You finding me already wet? I must say, seeing such a display of your loyalty to me did get me rather affected. Fuck. no using your hands. Just your mouth. Fuck. You have sort of left your armor all over the place. No, it's fine. I'm just getting ideas, is all. What else I could do to you? How else you could possibly prove yourself to me? Do you think you'll be sated after this, or do you think you'll want more? Because as I said, I'm having ideas. Once I'm done with you here, would you lie down on the bed for me on your back? I notice your sword over there leaning against my chair. It's such a symbol of your loyalty to me, is it not? So very important. What would you let me do with it, I wonder? How desperate are you to be good for me? Do you know where I'm going with this? I'm sure the metal tip will feel cold against your cunt, and then all of that leather adds texture, don't you think? Was that a little moan? Quick to catch on, are you? Would you let me? Do you think you could take the hilt of your own sword? The sword I knighted you with when you became my personal guard. Inside of you. And every time you hold it and use it in the future, you will be reminded of just how much you are mine. And that will make your devotion even stronger. Won't it? Do you like the sound of that? Fuck. Fuck, I need to grab your hair. Fuck, how I would love to come like this, grinding into your face. Fuck, keep doing that. Fuck, on my cock. Fuck. 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 Let me turn on your hair a little. Like, put my cock into your throat. Fuck. Do you want me to come on your face? Feeling my cock against your lips, my fuck, oh my cunt grazing against your chin. Keep your hands behind your back. Fuck. Fuck. Such a good night. Letting me calm all over their precious little face. Still not done with you yet. Did you think I was all talk? Lie down on the bed. Is your cunt twitching? You really want this? I do love hearing you ramble like this when your brain's gone all fuzzy and floaty. Such a finely made blade. But the blade's not the part we're interested in, is it? There's no hiding from me, my sweet knight. You're the one who just begged for me to put this inside of you. How did you phrase it? Whatever I feel necessary to make you worthy of me again. You want to cover your blade in your devotion for me. Oh, is that right? You want me to make you become the sheath to your companion in battle? Until your only wish is to get fucked with it again and again. Well, perhaps you should have misbehaved a lot sooner. Or we could have been doing this from the beginning. Can you hear me stutter? Perhaps my shaking breath gives away just how much I want to see you like this, too. Won't you thank me for treating you to a nice little fucking and an orgasm, if you can reach one? I could have just left you there after you'd made me come. You're welcome, my sweet boy. Let's press this. I did warn you it might be cold. I could, of course, have warmed it up a little in my hands first, but what would be the fun in that? You need to learn how to take this, don't you? Beg for me to push it inside. Such a fast learner. All right. Deep breaths, yes? Fuck. Fuck, how easily you're stretching over this. Grinding against my boot really did a number on you, didn't it? Fuck. Look at you. Oh, sweet thing. What was that? Look at you, already bottoming out against the handguard. Would you like me to move? You do beg with such politeness. I could make you hold your blade like this. Fuck you with it until you don't even remember that there was any other way of holding it. Turning you into nothing more than a needy little sheath. Is that good? And look at you, taking it so well, doing so well, dear knight. It's your duty to let your prince use you after all, letting him shove whatever he wants inside your greedy holes. Wouldn't that be a pretty sight, sticking one of my toys inside of you and letting you go about your day? Unable to take it out without taking off all of that armor. Not that you would take it out without my permission. You know that any time, if I come and stand by your side, slide my hand over the pommel of your sword, glide my fingers off and down the hilt. You'll remember this, won't you? That any time, in front of anyone, I could mention how well you've been training. Or perhaps even suggest that you should train again tonight. It would seem like such an innocent, normal talk, but you'd know what it really meant. You'd know that it meant it would be time for you to practice being a good little sheath again. My good little sheath. Gods. The way you ramble when you get this deep into a headspace. What was that you'd like me to do? Oh, I won't let you forget, sweetness. Let me train you to be my loyal knight, to use you however I see fit. Train your greedy holes to take as much as you can. Your body to fuck however I wish, however I need. Your hands to be kept away until I find better use for them. Nothing but my loyal knight, raised to serve me. Whether within that servitude you become nothing but an object for me to find my release. And you'll be grateful for it, won't you? Fuck. You don't need to remember any time in battle. Any other time you've held your sword other than this, holding it with your dripping cunt, rubbing against your insides, reminding you, showing you that this is how you should have been holding it all along, at least when you're around me, making you into nothing but a well-trained scabbard. Fuck. Do you think you could come again? I'm half tempted to not touch you at all and let you come just from this, but if you're having trouble... You know what I have? I know, sweet thing, I'm having to not move. Sword for a couple seconds, can you handle that? Patience will have to be something we train into you. Yes, I'm putting my gloves on. I think through the leather here might be the only way I can debase my hands into touching you. What do you think? Ah, there you are. Now, I'm going to thumb at your clit through my glove. While your sword fucks into you and you're going to come like this, do you understand? of course you do. Letting me fill you with whatever I choose. Keeping them inside you until I tell you you can remove them. We wouldn't want you sullying them with your hands, would we? And you'll learn not to embarrass me in front of anyone again. Fuck. Hearing such things spill from your lips, you give me far too many ideas. Get nice and close for me. But you're right, of course, that you wouldn't be able to touch whatever toys I fill you with. They are my toys, after all. Your hands wouldn't be allowed to touch them. Whatever I choose to slip into you has to stay there until I decide you can remove them. If you want it out of you, of course, you'll need to come and find me and beg for me to take it out. Could you imagine it? Me stuffing you full, then telling you to get dressed as we have somewhere important to be. Riding with me in my carriage as every bump in the road makes you clutch on the edge of your seat. Standing behind my chair while I meet with the other nobles. Both of us knowing your greedy cunt is leaking underneath all of that armor. When we finally get back home and into my rooms, would you drop to your knees and beg me to touch you? After seeing such a flush on your cheeks all day, I think I'll want to bend you over the nearest bed and fuck you with my nice cock that stretches back into me. Use your hole to get myself off. Maybe when I'm done, I'll shove something back into that poor sore cunt of yours. It'd be tempting to watch you touch yourself and get yourself off, but I'm not sure that any hands other than mine are allowed to touch your clit. But even then, perhaps they're too good for you. Perhaps I'll always have to keep the gloves on. Or you'll just have to find other things to rub against. My boots, my thighs, my pillows. Anything you need to get pressure so you can come. Speaking of, are you close yet? Yeah? Then what do we say? Good. Come for me. That's it. I don't think I've ever heard finer noises leave anyone's mouth. Oh, shh. I'm here. Oh, such a good bed. Here, let me get these gloves off. It's alright, I'm right here. I'm going to pull this out of you, alright? I know. Oh, please, we can worry about cleaning it later. I need to make sure that you're alright. That was intense. I've never really gotten in a mood like that before. But you're okay. It's alright if you can't talk. That was a lot. Fuck, and you took everything so well. So perfect for me. You get to be the selfish one now, all right? And have me all to yourself. Let me get you some water. Yeah. Try and drink if you can. Let me take a sip as well. It's important for both of us to stay hydrated. Let's let you calm down. After you're breathing normal again, we can think about having a bath. But for right now, I need to hold you. If that's all right. I need you to know that I wasn't really angry with you. You're always so good for me. Perhaps a little something came over me, but I wanted this to be good for you. Yes, I hope that it was. I want nothing more than to take care of you. I just want you to feel good. Good. I promise it felt good for me. Coming all over your sweet little mouth. And I'll confess, seeing you all fucked out like that. I frantically wanted to stuff something in myself and force an orgasm out of myself. Oh, I could have come just watching you. You took everything so well. And if any of those ideas that we spoke about sounded good to you, well, we might just have to indulge in them another time. For now, rest. Let me hold you. My perfect, loyal knight.